Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC-FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Farmers in the western part of the state feeling the impact from last Friday's deadly and devastating flooding have their chance to meet later today with state agriculture and USDA officials for a listening session. Those who incurred losses are still tallying up the damage, but Joan Nichols, executive director of the Connecticut Farm Bureau Association, is urging the farm community to turn out if they have any questions.
To really try to figure out what farmers were most impacted and who's going to need the help. And then, what federal programs or what funding is going to be available.
Nichols says that this damage is specific to western Connecticut, unlike last summer, when widespread flooding and rains led to considerable damage and loss. In the background, while all of that is being addressed, the Department of Transportation's crews have been working to reopen roads closed due to flooding, washouts, and bridge outs. A road impacted in Monroe is now open to traffic again. That would be Route 34 between Route 111 and Copper Mine Road. Former President Donald Trump is facing a new federal indictment concerning allegations that he tried illegally to interfere with the last election. The revised charging document comes in light of the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision granting presidents immunity for official acts. Correspondent Jared Hill has the latest from New York.
The slimmed-down charging document removed the allegations concerning Trump's attempts to pressure the Justice Department into supporting his false claims that the election was rigged. One of the unnamed co-conspirators, who CBS News identified as Jeffrey Clark, a Trump ally within the DOJ, has also been taken out.
Trump's legal team says that the indictment is not a surprise and does not change their position that the overall case is flawed. Palestinian officials say Israeli raids in the northern West Bank have killed at least 9 people. Israel calls it a counter-terrorism operation.
The Israeli army raided several Palestinian cities and refugee camps in the northern West Bank using airstrikes and drones as well as soldiers. Israel's foreign minister, Yisrael Katz, said the campaign was started to thwart terrorist groups and that some residents of the West Bank would need to evacuate their homes. Palestinians said it was the first time in 20 years that so many areas had been attacked simultaneously.
That's reporter Linda Grandstein in Jerusalem. State Republican lawmakers launch a website calling for a special session to address increasing electricity rates. They say Governor Lamont and majority Democrats aren't listening to their thoughts on the issue and won't call a special session to address the matter soon enough. So much like the old No Tolls movement, you can join in their effort and sign the petition at specialsessionct.com. Among their ideas, end payments for customers on electric vehicle charging stations. They're also concerned about the possibility of reaching a deal for offshore wind that would be 15 cents per kilowatt hour instead of 5 cents per kilowatt hour for nuclear. Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich offers up another idea.
We need to look at using existing but unspent ARPA dollars, the little which remains, and reallocating it to pay down those one-time expenses due to the unpaid bills, due to the shutoff moratorium.
In a letter Tuesday morning, Governor Lamont invites Republicans to sit in on some upcoming conversations he's planning, quote, in the near future on the issue. He's looking to talk with the state deep and some lawmakers in the Energy and Technology Committee. But today, the governor is going to be talking about the state's efforts to lower energy costs while making the grid more efficient. He's going to be speaking at UConn Health this morning at 10 on some innovative technology that's going to be deployed on campus. A Shelton-based company, Butterfly, is creating the technology that will be explained further later on this morning. WTIC News, time 6:04.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face. Don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like the McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets? So stop in for twice the delicious. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom-built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection. From the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso. 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partnered with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
WTIC News Time is 6:06. Good morning. The project to build a new elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, after the deadly school shooting in May of 2022, gets quite a boost.
A very, very generous gift of $10 million from the Kate Marmion Charitable Foundation.
That's Tim Miller of the Uvalde Moving Forward Foundation announcing the plans to go toward building a new school in a way that honors the victims. Just weeks after hosting the Olympics, the summer of sports in Paris begins its final chapter with the opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games. More than 4,000 athletes with physical, visual, and intellectual impairments will compete in 22 sports over the next 11 days. And on this day, 61 years ago, Brian and Matt in history.
I have a dream.
During the March on Washington, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech before an estimated 250,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial. He called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism in the U.S. The speech has gone down as one of the most famous movements and moments in the civil rights era and one of the most iconic speeches in American history.
Today's the anniversary?
Yes.
Wow.
1963. 61 years ago. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Morgan. 1963 was... Let's see, Kennedy was killed. 60s were rough. Thank you, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeiras and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Shaq. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading into Hartford right now, very good ride. Both sides of 84 moving well, Farmington to Vernon, 91 north and southbound, no issues. Cromwell up into Windsor Lacks, 291, 384 okay, east of the river, 2 westbound moving well, Glastonbury into East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury's okay, 84 and 8. If you're heading toward New Haven, that's a good ride on 91 and the Parkway. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Well, it's going to be a very warm and humid one today. Temperatures headed for 85 to 90 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds. A few towns may see a scattered shower or thunderstorm later, but looks like most of the area probably does not. And then we've got cooler and less humid air on the way tonight. Temperatures will drop back between 56 and 63 as dew points tumble out of the low 70s down into and through the 50s with a partly cloudy sky and a northeast wind. Thursday looks partly sunny, comfortable, highs in the 70s. Partly cloudy Thursday night, lows in the 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds on Friday with highs in the 70s. Currently in Hartford, 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth from Money Wisdom. Tune in this week and every week to learn more about how to strengthen your portfolio or how to create a five-star retirement plan. Tune in to Money Wisdom, Saturdays at 8:30 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Men, low testosterone causes a host of problems. These include a low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and more. But many men just attribute these symptoms to aging and don't consider that there are medical treatments that can give them back their vigor and vibrancy. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and if you're feeling like I just described, it's time for you to treat that low T and change your life. At Northeast Men's Health, we're experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. We've successfully treated thousands of men for low T and have seen the amazing difference that those treatments can make in a man's life. If you're feeling like the vast majority of men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you'll feel your energy return. That brain fog will go away. Your sleep will improve, as will your workouts, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. So make an appointment and make a true life change. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956 or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have five offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Our goal is to provide patients with the strongest, most effective, and safest options in this exciting field of regenerative medicine.
Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, National Medical Director at QC Kinetics.
The idea that you can avoid a joint replacement is very exciting.
And that's from a surgeon who's done thousands of joint replacements, but who now believes there's a better way.
Regenerative medicine, as we understand it today, gives lasting pain relief, improved function without surgery, without drugs.
Under Dr. Scheinkup's leadership, QC Kinetics medical professionals treat patients every day with the most advanced protocols and natural biologics. Literally tens of thousands of people all over America.
I've been doing research on regenerative medicine for two decades. This is the future of medicine.
Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN. That's 860-440-PAIN. 860-440-PAIN.
If you enjoy all beef hot dogs and have never tried Hummel's All Beef, you really should. Hummel's All Beef is made with the quality you'd expect from Hummel's. The finest cuts of beef, all natural spices, and unlike national brands that use liquid smoke flavoring, Hummel's All Beef hot dogs are smoked with real hickory wood, and you can taste the difference. So look for Hummel's All Beef Franks in the meat department of your local supermarket, and remember, all Hummel products are gluten-free and always represent the very best in quality. I'm Eric Hummel, and I personally guarantee it.
It's time to clear the shelters. Since we started 10 years ago, NBC, Telemundo, and you have helped over 1 million pets find their forever families. Let's make our 10th year the biggest yet. Are you ready to find your new best friend? If you want to help but can't adopt, your donations can go a long way. Adopt or donate today. For more information, head to nbcconnecticut.com/clear the shelters. Brought to you in part by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
much. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oops. Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill.
La, 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 la.
Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
If you or someone you care about has been injured in an accident, you need the Carter Mario Law Firm, Connecticut's firm for the injured. We are ready to fight for you 24/7. So go to getcarter.com or call us at 877-GET-CARTER.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
The Boston Red Sox bounced back nicely last night against the Toronto Blue Jays over at Fenway, winning 6-3. Jarren Duran hitting his 20th homer of the season in the win. Also, yesterday, the Red Sox called up 44-year-old Rich Hill for his fourth stint with the Boston Red Sox. If he should get a shot, which he might, because the Red Sox pitching is in a bit of trouble and injuries, he would be the only active player to appear and at least one game in the last 20 straight seasons. So, I mean, he's...
what, is he 44, you said?
Journeyman, yeah. I think it's like a 13th total team he's been on, too.
He's been with the Sox, like, what, four times?
Four times, you know, yeah. So, it will probably wear number 44, as his age is 44, for the remainder of this season. The Yankees, I mean, four errors last night. That may have been the difference maker. They lose to the Washington Nationals by a final of 4-2. Gerrit Cole went five innings, but he did give up two dingers in the loss. He struck out seven, but it's still a loss. Manager Aaron Boone said, yeah, obviously four errors was a problem.
Yeah, just we did not play clean tonight defensively, and on a night when we're not scoring a bunch of runs, you know, we got to make sure we're tighter than that.
Yeah, rubber game is tonight at 6:45. We'll be on Amazon Prime. Carlos Rodon has the ball for the Yanks. The Mets, they got six runs in the fifth inning last night out in Arizona to win 8-3 in the opener against the Diamondbacks. Creeping back in the wild card now is just three games out of that final wild card spot. Still got like a month to go, so they're going to get on it. 9:40 start tonight out in the desert for them. The Orioles picked up a game on the Yankees last night. They beat the Dodgers 3-2. Kansas City Royals take over first place in the Central as they beat the Cleveland Guardians 6-1. They also earned the tiebreaker, too, which is pretty important for them. Late last night in Hartford, the Yard Goats lose their opener to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies 3-2. They get going again tonight, 7:10, first pitch. You can hear it right here on the Odyssey app, of course. WNBA last night, the Las Vegas Aces go down to the Dallas Wings. I mean, Dallas Wings just eighth win of the season. They beat the Las Vegas Aces 93-90. Despite Asia Wilson's 42 points for the Aces, which is a lot, obviously. Tonight, Connecticut Sun going to Indiana to face Caitlin Clark and the Fever. That one tips off at 7 o'clock. And finally, the Kelsey brothers just signed a massive new deal with Amazon.
I don't get this either.
But they signed a new deal with Amazon to have their New Heights podcast on their platform, Wondery. Travis and Jason signed a deal that's worth $100 million.
For like 3 years.
Yeah, it's bananas. That's absolutely crazy. This just comes days before the Chiefs open up their campaign to look to be back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Jason, the now retired, will appear on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown this season. Hey, if that seems not enough, Travis has already spent some of that money, it seems, as he has acquired a ownership stake in a new racehorse now. That horse's name? Swift Delivery.
Oh, please.
Please, God, make it stop.
I can't believe they got $100 million for 3 years for a podcast.
Wild. I mean, I haven't listened to it once.
Nor have I. And, I mean, we're not indicative of America, but, I mean, I don't know how they're going to make that. Maybe they just throw good money after bad because they have so much. I don't know. How they're going to make that back, I have no idea. Do you think she'll marry Taylor Swift?
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I'm thinking Max and Bennett should do a podcast, though. Yeah. That might bring them together.
My boys have been fighting. I'll give them a 3-year, $15 deal. And they'd take it.
So why not?
They would take it. Let's go. go to Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandurus and Scott Travickson.
Is there ever a ceasefire between those two, or is it a nonstop? Yeah, it sounds like a nonstop.
The first day Bennett got home from camp, it's just Max wants to prove that he's tough.
Wow, he gets up in his grill and starts stuff.
I'm not going to get into the details, but it's just, and he's a sweetheart of a kid.
They need a ceasefire from time to time.
I don't know what they need, but I don't know what it is that they need.
But what do we do with them?
If we can find a way to establish a ceasefire, I think they need something to get to the ceasefire. So if you can think of that, we'll work on it.
Maybe as they mature, it'll become a friendlier relationship.
I hope so. What's the point of having kids if they don't like each other?
Yeah, I know, really.
What are we doing?
We don't need more angry people in the world, especially with your own immediate family. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, Brian, thank you very much. We are looking good on the roads. No problems so far. This traffic report being brought to you by New Balance, 8491, Route 2, 291, 384, all in great shape. Quiet Middletown, 9 in the air. Go to Bridge, Waterbury, downtown, looking good, 84 and 8. 91 in the Parkway, okay, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 10-8.
Sponsored by New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, your headquarters for back-to-school sneakers.
This is Michael DeCibio from New Balance, South Windsor, and Avon, where you'll find both fashion and fit for back-to-school. With our large selection and fit specialists, we'll help you find the right sneaker in the right size so everyone goes home happy. Visit New Balance at Evergreen Walk in South Windsor and on Route 44 in the Avon Marketplace.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, we'll take a quick look at the forecast here. I mean, today it's tropical out there kind of right now. You'll get a little bit of sunshine, be warm and humid, maybe a scattered shower, a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Then it's going to cool off in the 70s both Thursday and Friday before getting back to near 80 and in the low 80s on the weekend. So that's what we're looking at. I'm trying to, you know, make sense. There's so much going on. I guess the September 10th debate is going to happen. I guess Trump put something out on True Social. I guess I haven't found it yet because I'm going through. He's so mad about Jack Smith, the reintroduction of this indictment. Yeah. I mean, he was like stream of consciousness. I call it tweeting, but he was truthing or whatever. He's so mad that these charges are getting reintroduced. On the one side, you could say, well, they're reacting to the Supreme Court decision and resubmitting in a way that they think conforms to it. And on the other side, it's like, is it too close to an election to do this, right? It's not like the trial's going to happen before the election or what have you, but he was out of his mind on that. And then I guess the debate will happen on the 10th with the microphones off. I'm having trouble figuring out if Trump, they said he wants to keep it the way it was with Biden when the mics are off, when you're not talking. But then some people say it's his campaign that wants that. I would think that the mics being on make it easier for Trump to do his intimidation game when he's in these debates. But I don't really know.
I don't think he cares as much. I think you're right. I think the campaign care. I don't think he cares as much if the mics are on or off, but I think he kind of liked them off.
But it helps. It sort of protects him from saying something really
bad. Detrimental. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, in some ways, I thought it was. I like having the option because if someone's going off the rails and it's not their turn, you can kill it. But if something. I don't know if the default should be to turn it right off or to have the option to kill the mic. I don't know. I don't know what's best or what's not. But I know it's just strange that it felt like the opposite. I would have thought Trump would have wanted it. Now he doesn't want it. But either way, the debate, is going to be the next defining moment in this campaign. I mean, there all these stories about, you know, all the budget proposals. There's a study came out yesterday, I think out of UPenn maybe, that you know, Trump's proposals, if they're all adopted, would add, you know, $5 trillion to the deficit. If everything's adopted from Harris, it'd be like $1 trillion. But, like, a bunch of her stuff would never get approved, right? I mean, and who knows? I mean, what do you think they'll get those tax cuts that Trump had that are set to expire made permanent? The bottom line is that you have no idea what those – you have to look at those things that project those deficits – with a grain of salt, because that's assuming they get everything they want, and they won't get everything they want. And I think it's important. And then I see this morning Corey Lewandowski, who's back with the Trump campaign, is trending. It's just these people get recycled going all the way back to 2016. I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what's going on with the Trump campaign. I really, really don't. And then I see this video of him selling cards, like Trump cards, like football cards.
Yeah.
Who buys it?
Why not?
I mean, he made a lot of money on the Bibles. He made a lot of money on the Bibles. The shoes sold out.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen more Cybertrucks than Trump sneakers, but I have seen one pair of Trump sneakers on somebody.
In the wild, you have?
I have. But most people buy them and like put them away.
Yeah.
They just like display them or something. Yeah. Or what have you. I just, this is high entertainment value, but I'm not sure all this is great.
It's a quick turnaround. It's like 2 weeks away from the debate. It's a quick turnaround.
Is it weird that I can say I can't wait? Because I think it's important. Like, people want to see if she can hold up. And, you know, I guess she and Walz are doing an interview with CNN, but I don't understand if they're just trying to prep her and she's doing so much policy preparation before she does an interview. Because if you're running for president of the United States, she should be getting interviewed. Like, by a lot of people.
It's just not.
Nothing. And I mean, again, like, I have to repeat it. I support neither candidate. I'm just looking at it from I try to be objective lens. I don't understand I don't understand why she wouldn't want to be interviewed more. Right? I mean,
unless somebody's telling her that don't.
Clearly that's what's happening. But I'm wondering if she went from, like, being a vice president with, you know, like doing her job to you need to know every issue and have a policy on everything. And so she's still like, Trump's got his stuff honed. Every 3 days he says the same thing for 2 hours. He knows exactly what his policies are on everything. So he doesn't even have to think.
Yeah, we don't really know.
But we don't know what her recall is. Like, you know, so maybe she's just practicing. I don't know. I'd like to see more. Your time is 6:26.
It's great to have neighbors you can count on. For more than 45 years, you've been able to count on the law firm of Brown, Painderis, and Scott for professional legal counsel, from family law and business to property disputes and personal injury claims. At Brown, Painderis, and Scott, our team of lawyers have over 100 years of combined experience and are your neighbors. At BPS Lawyers, you get more than a lawyer. You get a law firm. Visit us at bpslawyers.com. Nick Painderis is responsible for the content of this ad.
How many times did your old rickety heating system not fire up last year? Say, come on in to Campbell. Campbell Heating and Cooling is Central Connecticut's leader when it comes to competitive pricing on a new boiler, heat pump, or furnace. Don't despair when your old clunking furnace just can't be repaired. Replace with an affordable, custom-designed heating system from Campbell. Contact Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Texting and rolls are recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of Aura Health. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated.
where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Started OrHealth. OrHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OrHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Local weather. WTIC's Bob Cox.
It's going to be very warm and humid today with a mix of sun and clouds and just the chance for a scattered shower thunderstorm in a couple of spots later. Highs 85 to 90, but it turns cooler and less humid tonight. Currently 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
And now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning. It's 6:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. We're going to start on the western side of Connecticut, where devastating flooding from storms over a week ago has left farmers in that part of the state to evaluate their standing in this year's harvest. Today, those impacted are being invited to attend a listening session at the Southbury Parks and Recreation Center. Numerous officials are going to be there from several different groups, including the USDA. Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's been pushing for help in the region, is going to be at the session to meet with impacted residents at 11 this morning. UConn's revising its policies when it comes to noise levels attributed to protests. Here's WTIC's John Silva.
Sound from speakers and bullhorns prohibited during certain day parts, Mondays through Fridays. The policy goes on to state that amplified sound is permitted between the hours of 5 and 10 p.m. The university issued a reminder in light of protests against the war in Gaza that sprouted up once again on the first day of classes on Monday. Some say the policy is an infringement on their First Amendment rights. University and athletic events are excluded. The policy revisions are posted to the website policy.UConn.edu. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
Schools continue to open back up this week for the 2024-2025 academic year. Hartford students were among those back in the classroom on Tuesday. The group Calling All Brothers was part of a welcoming back ceremony outside Martin Luther King Jr. and Breakthrough Magnet School. This parent says she's happy, but doesn't want her child to grow up too fast.
I'm so excited. It's all new, but I think it's an important step in their life, and they are growing so fast.
As the summer winds down and schools go back into session, it's no surprise you'll see an increase in traffic, certainly on local roads. The renewed sense of urgency often sees people stressing to reach destinations on time, but Stafford School Resource Officer Earl Middleton says drivers can't be cutting corners when it comes to safety.
We're all in a rush. We all fall behind. We're concerned with our phones and emails and phone calls and trying to get our kids together. But it really comes down to just giving yourself a little bit more time and being a little bit more patient.
Officer Middleton says that the message also applies to teen drivers, not just parents. He reminds them to follow the rules of the road that are specific for teens, like restrictions on passengers. Some new video has been released from the Capitol riot in the days after the attack. Correspondent Stacey Lynn reports HBO turned over the footage to Congress and that CBS has now obtained it.
In the pre-dawn hours of January 7th, then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sat in the back of an SUV looking visibly exhausted and in disbelief.
I just feel sick that what he did to the Capitol and to the country today.
You see her working with her team on the statement she would later make at a press conference where she had planned to say,
"There's a domestic enemy in the White House,"
referring to former President Donald Trump. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A Tuesday afternoon shooting in Hartford leaves a teen wounded. Officers say they received calls from citizens and were dispatched around 4:30 in the afternoon to the area of 54 Huntington Street. That's where they found 15-year-old male victim alert and conscious. The victim was rushed over to an area hospital for treatment. At this time, police are saying that his injuries are not life-threatening. Market futures are up, but just barely. The Dow futures 15 points higher. S&P 500 futures almost 5 points up. NASDAQ futures rising also by 15. WTIC News time is 6:34.
UConn fans, when it comes to sports injuries, do you know where the Huskies go?
UConn Health, Connecticut's public academic medical center. Our doctors advance research and train future generations of healthcare experts.
All while offering the latest in injury prevention, treatment, and performance improvement for athletes, for everyone.
When it comes to UConn athletics, our physicians are their physicians and should be your physicians too.
Make their doctors your doctors.
UConn Health. Learn more at health.ucon.edu.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 customers would recommend AAA insurance to a friend? 9 out of 10 people don't even like baseball. And that's America's pastime. It has an entire Hall of Fame that people visit just because they love baseball that much. Does that mean we should have a Hall of Fame? You can't frame legendary service. Legendary service and superior coverage from AAA Insurance, something 9 out of 10 of our customers would recommend. Find out why at AAA.com/insurance and get a quote today. Based on a 2023 customer survey, insurance provided by CSAA Insurance Exchange.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
WTIC News time is just after 6:36. In New Hampshire, officials say that a resident who tested positive for the EEE virus has now died. It's the first death from Eastern Equine Encephalitis in that state in over a decade. Dr. William Scheffner is an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center and says a person should seek medical help if they're experiencing these symptoms from that mosquito-borne illness.
Feeling poorly, headache, and then confusion such that you can't function very well, which can, of course, continue until you're comatose.
One town in Massachusetts has already enacted a voluntary curfew from dusk until dawn after EEE turned up there, the hours when mosquitoes are most active. In Connecticut, the state deep recently reported that a deer had EEE and died in the eastern Connecticut town of Lisbon. Does American tennis have a pickleball problem? Brian and Matt, even as the U.S. Open opened this week with more than a million fans expected for the sport's biggest showcase, the game's leaders are being forced to confront the fact that the nation's fastest-growing sport is actually pickleball, which has seen participation boom 223% in the past 3 years. The U.S. Tennis Association is flipping the script on pickleball by promoting its own short court version of tennis called red ball tennis. Backers bill it as the ideal way for people of all ages to get into tennis and say that the best place to try it is on pickleball courts.
So, yeah, I grew up playing tennis, and the barrier for entry is higher. It's you have to run more. It's harder game. And pickleball is easy to play. It's not necessarily easy to be good at, but it's easy to play. It's a smaller surface, easy to cover ground. So, I mean, we have a tennis problem in America anyway. We haven't produced great. I mean, since Serena and Venus, we haven't done a whole lot. But
right.
especially on the men's side, there's nothing. But there's no doubt that pickleball detracts from tennis. But tennis, for a lot of people, is not accessible. I mean, it's just people don't want to. It's for people, whether it's an indictment on people, it's more running and it's hard to be good.
No way I can do it.
Well, I mean, of course you could, but it's
not easily.
Pickleball is a much more accessible game, especially for the Brian and Company crew. I think a pickleball tournament with the crew would be interesting. I bet Bob Cox will beat everybody.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think, and without a hair.
And ping pong too. And table tennis would be good.
That would be fun. Yeah, we'll have a beverage or two. That would be nice. Thank you, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers. It's got traffic center. Have you tried pickleball, Mark?
No, I've never tried pickleball.
Yeah.
I'd like to try some fried pickles at a fair, though.
Oh, yeah. Fall. Ooh, good segue into something else.
That would be good.
Away from athletics, over to fried food.
Yes. Well, you are lifting the pickle, so you get a little bit of a...
Yes, yes, you know, sure.
Get a little bit of a workout there, but, you know, pickleball is a lot of movement. So.
There is movement. I mean... You're not pro movement.
No, I'm very pro. Actually, I am very pro movement. That's my new creed as I get older. Keep moving, baby.
I saw your dogs, by the way.
Yeah, the boys.
They look good.
The boys are
cute.
Yeah, the boys are good boys. They really are. I can't. There's cooler weather now, so we're getting out. We're getting out for more walks, which is great. Love. Well, my younger dog will still walk. The older dog, I go, you want to go for a walk? And he goes, nah.
I'm good.
So I kind of miss him. But the younger dog, the brown dog, still will. He's crazy. So he'll go for a walk anytime. So it's good. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, this traffic report is being brought to you by Floor and Decor. And everything on the highway looks good so far. 84 eastbound, a little tap of the brakes as you move into the tunnel. Westbound 84, no problems. Vernon out into Farmington. Both sides to 91 moving well. Cromwell up into Winter Locks. 291, 384, okay. So the river 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury into East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks good. 84 and 8, 91 in the parkway. Easy ride heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Floor and Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection.
Floor and Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, the weather map this morning shows a low-pressure trough cutting through northern and central New York down into east-central Pennsylvania. Behind that, we have a cold front in the St. Lawrence River Valley. And to the north of that, centered on the shore of Hudson Bay, Canada, is a large area of high pressure. That high will be pushing east across eastern Canada over the next couple of days. The trough that I mentioned is going to come through late this morning through about lunchtime. And as it does, our winds will shift from the south and southwest into the northwest by lunchtime and early afternoon. And then once the cold front gets through late today, we'll see another wind shift into the northeast for tonight. So winds will be veering around from south to northeast over the next 12 to 18 hours. And that's going to bring in cooler and less humid air after a very warm and very humid Wednesday. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds out there today. Highs about 85 to 90. Dew points are mostly in the 60s inland right now and around 70 near the coast. And they'll move up a few more degrees into the upper 60s and low 70s. So it'll be very humid and very warm to hot today. And there is the chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm in a few towns, but it doesn't look like the parameters are lined up quite right for widespread thunderstorm activity today. So probably more places than not will actually remain dry, even though we're going to undergo this air mass change. So tonight is partly cloudy, and it's cooler and less humid with that northeast wind. Lows between 56 and 63 degrees. By the way, wind speeds today averaging about 10 to 15 or 10 to 20 miles an hour, discounting any gusts in any isolated thunderstorms later. And then for tomorrow, it's partly sunny and comfortable. Highs will be in the 70s. Average high is 82. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, down in the 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday with highs in the 70s. Clouds increasing Saturday. And there is the chance for some shower activity by late Saturday or Saturday evening with a high near 80. Some showers around Saturday night into Sunday morning with a little luck will be Generally dry Sunday afternoon with highs in the low 80s, and Labor Day looks mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now it's 72 at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, thank you, Bob. We got sports coming up in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk a little real estate right now. An East Hartford woman was looking to sell her late mother's home. Spent some time researching real estate agents online like we all do. She came across Sandy Terenzi and the Livian team and all those five-star Google reviews, so she gave Sandy a call, which you should do. They had a productive meeting, covered the current market conditions, gave some local statistics, came up with a customized pricing strategy. Sandy and the team got to work. They assisted the seller with preparations, logistics, brought in their trusted professionals, took great photos of the home, looked bright, open on the inside, fun and functional on the outside. After a week, bunch of showings, open house was great, multiple offers, $30,000 over list price. Boom, done, awesome. Homeowner obviously thrilled, wouldn't hesitate to call Sandy again. So reach out to the only agent I trust to sell a home or buy a home. She has what it takes to negotiate the price you want and more. Sandy and the Livian team at 860-855-SOLD. It's 860-855-SOLD. Online, it's ctguaranteedsold.com. Again, it's ctguaranteedsold.com. And also, by the way, all Connecticut, and now they serve the Boston area as well.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This health fact brought to you by ProHealth Physicians.
Warm weather means more time outdoors. Stay safe while enjoying swimming, biking, and trips to the shoreline. Hi, I'm Dr. Eugenia Volkin, a pediatrician in Middletown with ProHealth Physicians. Be careful when having fun in the sun. Wear protective clothing and find shade. Use sunscreen every day to prevent sunburn and skin cancer. On cooler and cloudy days, too. Choose an SPF of 30 or higher, reapplying every 2 hours and after swimming. Be mindful in the pool or ocean. Accidents can happen in just a few inches of water. Watch children closely, even while wearing a life jacket or floaties. Check that helmets fit well before riding a bike or scooter to avoid injuries. And when driving, always follow car seat and seatbelt safety rules. Stick to these simple tips for a safe and happy summer.
Connect with the trusted local doctor you just heard from ProHealth Physicians. Call 1-855-CTMD-411 to schedule your first visit with them today. Or visit ProHealthMD.com to learn more about their care, expertise, and services.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
It's 6:47. The Red Sox got a good 6-3 win last night over the Toronto Blue Jays. Jaren Duran hit his 20th of the season, and the Red Sox actually took a lead, 3-0 lead at the end of the first inning, and built from there. They win 6-3. So they will play again tonight, right around 7 o'clock tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. For the Yankees, they stunk up the nation's capital pretty bad last night. Four errors.
It's because you made fun of Noah.
I think I might have. Yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah, four errors for the Yankees yesterday. Defense was just non-existent, really. They lose to the Nationals 4-2. They play again tonight in a rubber game, 6:45. It'll be on Amazon Prime for you. The Mets, they get a good win out west against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mets, by the way, have a better record than the Red Sox.
Thanks.
Uh-oh. Yeah, 8-3, the final there. They're creeping their way back into the wild card race. Just sit three games out of the NL wild card spot now. So hopefully they can get there. I'd like to see the Mets in the playoffs.
I would, too.
Decent. 9:40 start tonight out in Arizona. Around the league yesterday, the Orioles did pick up a game on the Yankees. They beat the Dodgers 3-2, which is honestly could be a World Series preview right there, the Orioles and Dodgers. The Astros get blanked by the Phillies 5-0.
Yes.
Man, two teams. I wish it was 0-0.
You like the Phillies deep down. You like Bryce Harper.
I do. I do like Bryce Harper
but
a lot.
You hate the city. I understand.
True. Yes. AL Central, the Kansas City Royals took over first place, beating the Cleveland Guardians 6-1 in Cleveland last night. The Yard Goats are 3-2 losers last night out in Hartford. They get going again tonight, though, at 7:10. I'm telling you, if you have tickets for tonight's game, get there early because these hats are
nice.
Sweet. They are real sweet, and the first 1,000 people in get a nice 90s retro hat for the Yard Goats. You can hear it all, of course, on the Odyssey app, or you can go to the game. I mean, that would be also nice for you. Tonight, the Connecticut Sun go into Indiana, face Caitlin Clark and the Fever. That one tips off at 7 on NBA TV. And the UConn Huskies opener, of course, is Saturday out in Maryland. They come in at 20-point underdogs, but Jim Mora, the head coach of the UConn Huskies, finally announcing that Wisconsin transfer Nick Evers will be under center as the starting quarterback for the Huskies this week. And don't forget, you get tickets next week's home opener against Merrimack, which could be one of their wins. I didn't even know Merrimack.
It better be.
Even though Merrimack had a football team, to be honest with you. 6:49, let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center, see what's going on with Mark Christopher. Mark?
All right, Matt, thank you very much. This traffic report being brought to you by Cape Cod Fence. 84 eastbound coming into Hartford just a little tight now as you move by 48 Capitol Avenue into the tunnel. Westbound 84 looks good, burning out into Farmington. Both sides of 91, easy ride, Cromwell to Winter Locks. 291, 384 moving well east of the river. 2 westbound, no issues coming in from Glastonbury to East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury looks good, 84 and 8. Some slow traffic in Newtown, 11 to 10 on the westbound side of 84. 91 in the parkway, good ride toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
It's going to be a partly sunny, very warm, and quite humid Wednesday. Maybe a scattered shower, thunderstorm in a couple of towns later today. Most of us probably remain dry, though. Highs 85 to 90. Southwest winds becoming northwest by lunchtime, shifting into the northeast this evening and tonight. Speeds averaging about 10 to 20 miles an hour. It's partly cloudy, turning cooler and less humid during the night. Lows 56 to 63. Dry and comfortable Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the 70s. Mix of clouds and sun Friday with highs in the 70s. Right now it's 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Hi, Bob. Thank you very much.
Traffic brought to you by Cape Cod Fence. More than just fences.
Cape Cod Fence Company in Canton is ready to enhance your outdoor living space. For over 5 decades, we've been building and installing quality fences, furniture, and sheds. Call 860-673-3211 or visit CapeCodFence.com. CapeCodFence.com.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Now, what did Jennifer Coolidge did recently that got her so much positive attention? Well, it's her birthday today, Jennifer Coolidge, the actress. And she was a White Lotus. That's right. That's what brought her, put her front and center. And, you know, she's 63 years old. And I was looking back because I'm like, well, what's her history? Because she's sort of known as a kind of a good comedic actress. And, you know, she was on Seinfeld in the early 90s. And I try to think of what sort of defined her, and she's been in a bunch of things. Obviously, Legally Blonde. She had a great sort of side character in that movie, and she's done a million things. But it wasn't until like The White Lotus that she got like sort of front pagey. And so I go back to American Pie, right? I mean, she was Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. She was great in the show Two Broke Girls, too, if you haven't seen that. Like
that was on, like, Fox. Was it?
CBS, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So it was a sitcom.
Yeah.
I mean, she's done a ton of stuff, and you think of these careers, and you don't look at her as an A-lister, but, you know, she's been working for 30 years plus. But American Pie was sort of like, I don't know. It seems like every generation, it's like, you know how old school was like the Animal House of that generation?
Yeah.
Like American Pie is sort of like, I don't know what the other contemporary ones, but it was like the teenage coming of age kind of movie. And it's crazy that it's 25 years old. And I'm going to show you a little clip. So she's one of the high school classmates' moms. And she, in this scene, is, I guess, flirting with one of her son's friends at a party. Now, it's insane to think, well, I'll actually save my moralist message. So they're sitting down in the pool room, like billiards, not swimming, and the son's friend is not really a mainstreamer. He's not
it's the quiet one of the group.
Yeah. And Stifler's mom is sort of a siren, smoking a cigarette, having a drink, divorced, and here you go.
So you're enjoying yourself?
Three sheets to the wind, man.
I'm so happy for you. But it takes the edge off, doesn't it? So where's your little date tonight?
Oh, no date. It was a bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Never mind. Do you have anything to drink?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
That is what the Cretans drink. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
So, by the way, I mean, there's so much that's inappropriate here. Obviously, parental sponsored alcohol consumption, hitting on your son's friend who's in high school. I mean, the stuff that wouldn't get, I mean, I don't even know this movie would get made in 2024. And it was a massive hit. I mean, how many sequels did they have? Like three or four?
They had like, I think the last one it did was the reunion or the wedding.
Right. They made the first one, the budget, listed budget. They probably spent more in marketing, but the listed budget was $11 million. Mm. It made $235. Yeah. I mean,
that's why he gets
four sequels.
Four sequels, right.
And for a lot of the actors, you know, it was sort of their peak. You know, Tara Reid, Mina Suvari, she was the one who did American, what was the one with Kevin Spacey?
American Beauty.
Yeah. She did that. Jason Biggs, who I think is underrated, actually. That movie, Eight Below, was great. That Disney movie with the guy who died.
Yep. Saving Silverman is one of my favorites.
Saving Silverman with Jack Black, by the way, whose birthday is today. But, you know, Eugene Levy's in it. Is it Levy or Levy?
It's Levy. I think it's Levy, yeah.
Either way. But you just don't do that stuff anymore. You don't see a Hollywood hit where the mom is shacking up with their son's friend who's a senior in high school. Sorry about that. If you're on your way to school, apologies. Your time's 6:56.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
It's not just a breakfast. It's the breakfast. Get the classic sausage McMuffin with egg, now only $2.50. Caution, may cause craving for coffee or hash browns. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Hi, Joel Johnson here with Johnson Brunetti. Taxes don't pay a nickel more than you're supposed to, especially getting close to retirement or in retirement. Call or text the word taxes to request your free copy of our Tax Explorer Guide. 1-800-705-1232. Call or text the word taxes. 1-800-705-1232. Don't pay an extra nickel in taxes.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC.
Men, when addressing the problem of erectile dysfunction, you want the right treatment for your specific medical situation. Because every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health, and at our practices, we offer the full range of ED treatment protocols and can even combine therapies to help make those intimate moments special, both for you and your partner. At Northeast Men's Health, we're the leader in treating ED in the area. Our medical providers specialize in men's sexual health and understand that no two cases are alike, which means you'll get the right treatment for you based on sound medical evaluation and appropriate applications of medical therapies. Plus, we offer treatments that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means if you're like most men, you'll get your sex life back. So call us. Your initial visit is just $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices in the Northeast to serve you.
Get your laugh on with me, Chris Jericho, at the Talk is Jericho podcast. We've got Guns N' Roses Hall of Famer Duff McKagan and his Joke of the Week every Friday, plus regular visits from the hilarious Brad Williams and special appearances by everyone from Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, Mark Maron, Dennis Miller, Cheech Marin, Kevin Nealon. If they're funny, they're on Talk is Jericho. So listen to and follow Talk is Jericho now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
The Boston Red Sox homestand continues against the AL East rival Toronto Blue Jays.
This ball is driven back to right field.
Rafi Devers leads the Red Sox against the Blue Jays tonight at 6:10.
Wow.
Right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.